fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering.
Woohoo, gotta get ready.
Hearing anything?
Hello.
I'm not hearing a thing.
I'm not either. Oh, okay. All right. The music. We're on. Ron, we're on.
Oh, boy. I am having a problem with my audio. I can't hear a doggone thing here.
Hello?
Can
Hello?
You hear me? All right, can you hear me now? Wonderful. Okay. All right. Check. All right. Hey, good morning, Chip. Good morning. I can hear you. Okay, very good. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick music break. Welcome to the Community Watch and Comment. We're going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to come back and, you know, with your thoughts about Trump's first 100 days, okay, and more. All right? So join us, and Chip will be with us, and Katia will be with us. So, and more importantly, you will be with us. So stand by, okay?
Joys and pleasures will be manifold. The love that you share, spread it around. Every brother and sister, man and woman, child and town, gotta talk to the people. Yeah, communicate.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, listeners, supporters of WPFW. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. The program is Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. Good morning, Chip. Good morning, Chip.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
There we go.
There
all
we
right.
Go. Okay.
All right.
Little technology thing going on this morning.
You know how it is. Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, once again, thank you, folks, for listening in. Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. Today, we're going to open our phone lines and get you to share your thoughts about Trump's first 100 days. And the many, many things that have occurred. And we also want to acknowledge International Women's Month, because a lot of these policies that are being bandied about and a lot of these, you know, layoffs, and I mean, it's just so much going on out there.
Right, right.
Okay. So we're going to take a music break, then we're going to come right back. with your thoughts about Trump's 100 days, the first 100 days. You know, give me share. You know, share your thoughts about what's has been transpiring. Okay. So the number to call is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. And hopefully you can join us after we play this music break. And this will be a classic Roberta Flack. Good morning, everybody.
Something you can express yourself. Nothing wrong with it at all. Then we know a little bit more about each other. Okay. I know we don't get together. I'm gonna see you on the street, sister.
But compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. Try to make it real, but compared to what? Go church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut. He tries to make it real.
Compared to what? Remember that shit?
I remember that.
Wait.
I'm too young. I don't remember that.
Is that why your nose is
turning red?
The screen here. Once again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. And today on Community Watch and Comment, with yours truly, Ryan Pinchback and Chip Jones. And Katia's going to join us for a little while also, our program director, telling us about some things. Mm-hmm. This morning, we're getting your thoughts on Trump's 100 days, first 100 days. It's been a lot of stuff happening and not happening. And so we're going to get your thoughts on your observations and more. So give us a call at 202-588-0893. That's the number to call for Community Watch and Comment. We're going to go to our comments and to our calls. And once again, collect your thoughts, because we certainly would like to know how y'all feeling out there about this.
What's going on?
It's March Toward Madness, I guess I'd put it that way. All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Very good.
At first, it went blank. I had just had a couple questions. Maybe the questions are also comments. What happened to the inspector generals that used to be in charge of looking for waste and fraud? Why aren't they doing this with the military and industrial complexes? How did Dodge DOGE get funded and authorized by Congress? And when was Musk, or whoever is technically in charge, when was he authorized by Congress? Can somebody tell me these things? And also, you were asking about the first 100 days. They went from predicting 2% U.S. growth to a minus 2.7% growth. We have neighbors that we used to have good things with that we're now maybe at economic war with, and how is that going to help our economy? Is it going to be like the Reagan years where people got sick because the government agencies inspecting food and whatever were cut, and the average income went down despite all the propaganda? They have to put family income and not average individual income during the Reagan years. Is this country stupid? That's what I have to say. What I have to ask. Do they not learn from history?
Like Roberta said, compared to what?
Right. You know? Well, I think your last comment, it's a lack of history, for sure. History is supposed to be able to help us see patterns that we've seen before and to deviate from those things that are problems, but it doesn't seem like people know history.
Well, not only that, you also have to consider that these people are agenda driven. So they're not going to pay any attention to the history. All right. And I'm talking about those in government, those out of government, those folks that, you know, voted and put them in office. They made a calculated decision that this is what they wanted. And now they got it. Okay. And relates to Musk. Nobody voted Musk in, you know. That was a presidential appointee. And in terms of the inspector general, yeah, that used to be the procedure. But once again, you know, they're disrupting all of those procedures. They're literally throwing sand in the machinery.
Right. They're off book.
You know, that's the best way I can describe it. They're willingly throwing sand in the machinery. You know, they entered into a trade war with our neighbors, Canada and Mexico, and found out that they bit off more than they can chew. That's why they had to back off the tariffs. You know, they found out that a lot of the oil and gas that supplies the New England states comes from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it comes from Canada, but they didn't know that. So they're just out here with a sledgehammer, you know, destroying things, and don't know what they don't know what they're doing. Look at what's happening in Texas with the measles outbreak. No response. Okay, kids down there getting sick, dying. Mr. Kennedy. Is
well, he's promoting vaccine now.
Exactly.
So, exactly. But, you know, some of this stuff, you know, not to be the conspiracy theorist on the group, but you know what happens when you create this turmoil, and the stock market goes up and down, it gives people a chance to actually make a lot of money. So I don't know if anyone's looking in to see, you know, if Trump or Elon or some of their cohorts are actually short in stock or making money off of this.
The report we just heard that these Doge employees, you know, I mean, these guys are just getting there and they're already making six-figure salaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Man, will the people react? 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. Trump's 100 days. What are your thoughts?
Ron, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can. Hey, Rick.
Go ahead, Rick.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, how you doing?
Rick, hello? You still there?
Hey, Rick. Sorry, this isn't Rick. This is somebody else.
Okay, caller, go ahead and proceed with
you. Well, I just appreciated what y'all were saying about the money, because, I mean, that's all that these guys really will understand or respect, you know? They don't care about the Constitution, the people, God. They don't care about themselves, you know? It's just about the almighty dollar, and that's what's really scary, because we used to have institutions, you know? We used to have things that people respected and upheld, and apparently didn't take a whole lot to uproot all of that, you know, which is pretty scary in my opinion. But this is my take on it, is we gotta organize the people, you know, because there's no elected official who's gonna come and fix all of this. There's no super PAC that's gonna look out for people. We gotta look out for one another. We gotta organize in our communities and support and care for one another, because the government cannot be relied on in this time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people would agree with you on that, and Trump says he's just getting started.
That's right.
Oh my God. Yeah,
he's just getting started. So we got to get started. We got to get out in the streets. We got to help people get the things that they need, the health care, the food, you know, just basic needs. They gutted USAID, and they were providing vaccines and helping people out. So you know where their priorities are at.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, my friend. Thank you for being a PFW listener. 202-588-0893, the number to call for Community Watch and Comment. This morning, we're getting your thoughts on Trump's first 100 days. You know, the country is reeling. I mean, it's barely 2 months, and the country is reeling, you know. The town halls, they're scared to have town halls.
Yeah, the Republicans are scared to have town halls anymore. They're tired of being yelled at.
And such thin skin that they have to literally walk off the stage.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, wow.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead.
Good, Rick. And thank you. Thank you, Katia. Folks, please, no profanity. Please be respectful of our airwaves. And in the times that we're in, okay? So no profanity, okay? Please. 202-588-0893. Good morning, Rick. Good morning.
This is Rick again. I tried. I just want to say that Trump can't be reelected for a third term unless the Congress changes the Constitution. So we need to concentrate on not letting a more stupid Republican get in after Trump. I'm done, fellas.
All right, Rick. Thanks very much.
That's right.
You know, some of the lowlights so far is that you got these executive orders that initiated a trade war with Canada. Now, with Canada, we didn't go on a war with our two neighbors, you know? Okay, and had to back down because reality sets in. You got aid to Ukraine that has been stopped, you know, at all levels. You've got the administration eliminating cybersecurity, you know, efforts against Russia. Cutting veterans services, okay?
It's chaos.
Vowing to destroy the Department of Education. And this is just a few.
Yeah, it's chaos. It's
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. What are your thoughts?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
You can't hear me.
Yes, we can. We can hear you. You're on the air.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I haven't called in a while. It's unusual for me not to be able to jump right in. Hey, yeah, we got a ball of confusion, like the Temptation said. So, hey. And you know what? it's like a dream almost. It's like you go along, I go to the grocery store, I come back home, and then I wait for the next executive order, and then I go cook something, and I come back and I hear another executive order, and I'm saying to myself, it ain't affecting me yet. When is it going to start affecting me? And I'm actually saying that because I'm wondering when the rest of the folks are really going to say, hey, it's time. We got to put a stop to these folks. When are they going to say, I've had enough? When, you know, we're going to have to see babies in the street? Are we going to see troops in the city? I've been thinking of new forms of protest. How do I protest? I protested all during the 70s. I'm 70 years old now. And I'm thinking now how to redo what I did before, because that's what we have to do. So everybody, put on your hat, put on your boots. I wrote a poem a long time ago about struggle. My feet, my shoes were made for struggle. So I don't need no Reeboks or no Jordans. I just need to keep on pushing ahead and struggling. And don't forget, they can't kill us. We can't allow them to keep killing us the way they're doing. And this political and economic, it's like they burned Redwood and buried all these cities in Virginia and just got rid of folks. They're trying to do the same thing in a nicer way. Black business.
No, I'm not so sure about the nicer way.
Right.
No, it's not nice. Right on. I agree with you, Ron. Hey, y'all go ahead. Let's keep talking about it. But remember, man, keep our spirits and our minds righteous. As the brothers in the 70s used to say, in the 60s, keep your mind and your spirit righteous so that you always know you're doing the right thing. They are evil. They will fail. They will fail. History tells us that they will fail. Know that. Thank you.
You, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. Your thoughts on Trump's first 100 days and the country's response to it. You know, we got town halls. You got protests, and these aren't, you know, wide-eyed leftists or so, you know.
Right, right.
You know, these are everyday folks. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Hello.
Well, the difference between executive order and the codification of a law, because they pull civics out of school, after so-called integration, if we go back and begin to look at every executive order that dealt with the African and African-American race in this country, they've been executive orders since Abraham Lincoln, and they can be rescinded. But one thing is for real, when you come in with a crash and burn philosophy, which is what these billionaires have because they want to tax breaks for the rich and balance the back on the poor, well, you got a formula for mass destruction. So we got less than 90 days to see it all come tumbling down, because the streets will be full of people, because people can't take this pressure. Pressure bust pipes. You have a
comment, please. Okay.
All right. Pressure does bust pipes.
Right.
Okay. What are your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, what we're getting from what's going on is that there was no plan coming into this. You know, it was all about, like you said, throwing sand in the machinery and breaking it down. You know, and that's why we're getting this willy nilly stuff. I still wonder if somebody's making money off of this volatile market. You know, because now we know that. When Trump does these calls for tariffs or cutting money and stuff, it affects the market. It's something that you can see now, and people are starting to jump onto that. They realize when he does a tariff, market's going to drop. So there's going to be pickings, you know, that you can pick up for free, because he's going to back up again from it, and then the market's going to come back up. But it's like, it's chaos, you know, and the worst thing, you know, is that Trump is starting to lose some of his own Trumpers, which is a good thing, but it took something to affect them instead of doing what was right for them to start talking and speaking out.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. What are your thoughts about Trump's 100 days? And it's not just Trump, it's the whole Republican Party. You know, they're kind of, you saw that, whatever that called the other night, you know.
Am I in?
Yes, you are. Good morning. What are your comments?
All right, my name is Marvin. What I'm trying to figure out is the reality of what's going on around here. Is he really doing all this? I mean, I've been around 67 years, and it's kind of scary. I ain't never been scared to be in this country.
Mm.
But something's going on that I can't figure out. Normally I can figure out good from the bad. But this dude just, with him and Elon Musk, and the reality is, my thought was for years that the president don't run shit. Excuse my language. The president don't run nothing. He's backed by, you know, he's told what to do. But the reality of what's going on now is that everybody saying Trump this, Trump that. Has he got that kind of juice where he got me scared?
That's a bad thing, man, to get that. You got you scared. You've been around 67 years and now you scared. You know, imagine how many others out there. I mean, that's all these people are taking to the streets.
They're threatening everything.
Well, I mean, we've been told, you know, by many informed people and geniuses that for evil to do what it's going to do, it needs for good people to do nothing. And I don't want to call the Congress that we have now good, but they are laying down and allowing him to get away with this stuff. You know, they're the ones that are giving him the license to do that. They're not pushing back against it. They're letting him take their power, you know? So it's like, that's why he's getting away with this. The Congress is just allowing it to happen. You know, the only people who have stopped him so far have been the judiciary.
Well, you know, I will say this. The reactions of citizens is also affecting their plans. They literally thought that they could just roll this stuff out with no objection. And, you know, citizens, you know, of all stripes, are seeing the problems with that. But let's talk to some more listeners out there and see what their thoughts are. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Is this me?
That's you.
Okay, one thing that the journalism had done, one thing, was told the truth about what this Jim Crow concepts and policies are and define what they're calling MAGA as the true Confederacy. Americans would not have voted for him. This is the Confederate Party that has infiltrated government. There's always been three-party systems in this country. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and the Confederate Party. The Confederate is a party. And if it was defined properly, America would have known, and she didn't imagine that too ignorant to realize what Confederacy looks like. That's why they got in office. That's what I'm saying. So we have been told the truth about journalism, of what it really is, and everybody's, calling it the MAGA and all these other names that they're calling it rather than putting their finger on what it truly is with Jim Crow policies. We don't be in this condition, and that's my comment.
All right. Thank you.
All right, caller. Thank you for your comments, for your contributions this morning. We're going to take a quick music break and then come back with more of your thoughts. So stay with us. The subject this morning is Trump's first 100 days. Your thoughts?
Your fears? I don't know. I might stay off.
Your observations. So we're going to take this quick music break, and then we want you to come right back with your thoughts. Okay? All right.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Community Watch and Comment with me, Ryan Pinchback, and Chip Jones.
Hello.
Most importantly, you out there. And that was a little Gil Scott-Heron called Must Be Something.
That's right.
Part of his Midnight Band collection. Okay, so let's get back to the phones. 202-580-8893. Your thoughts on Trump's first 100 days. Good morning, caller. Welcome.
Hello, caller. That's you. You're on air.
Oh, I can't tell sometimes. I don't hear that sound that says, whoop, you're on. Okay, mm-hmm. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm concentrating on the pushback because, you know, mm-hmm. the word MAGA means to be fooled and tricked. So mm-hmm. they named themselves appropriately. Republicans are running for cover. I'm enjoying the town hall shoutings and screaming. And I think then J.D. Vance have to reroute his vacation trip. And
go ski in Russia.
Yeah. And Canada is emptying their shelves of American products. And so I'm enjoying the pushback. I think, like I said, I think he's not going to last a year. He will fail because everything is out in the open now. We know who all the oligarchies are to go after. The Congress is allowing him to do. He would not have one bit of power if it weren't for the Republican Congress.
Exactly.
And several, right now, 10 Democrats. Which who I will be calling and asking them, why did they make that decision? Because I congratulated Congressman Al Green for standing up. Mm-hmm. Someone's got to get to the podium and start talking. And I told the Democrats, you're not doing anything. You don't have an agenda. You're sitting there on your behinds, and your little rallies aren't working. We the people need to shut the country down to tie the hands of this orange monkey that's in office right now. And that's something that we can do. And so that needs to happen. We can do a two-week shutdown, government shutdown, and nothing will happen except it will tie Trump to Dumpty's hands and Muskrat, too. And I just call J.D. Vance bad Spanky because he doesn't have a clue what's going on right now. So power to the people. We can shut it down. And I'm not worried about the BLM. Muriel, because actually D.C. needs home rule, so they don't have to worry about that anymore. Mm-hmm. And the mayor, she's a coward. She's just a plain coward. So have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
enjoy International Women's Day.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thought that you would want to destroy the Department of Education, that's our children.
Right. But
that's our children.
But that's
the future of our children.
That's the legacy of these conservatives. I mean, they've been trying to destroy it since its inception in 1867 because, you know, they fought it back then from a caller saying about the Confederacy because it was about educating black children, you know. But they've been fighting this for forever, you know. trying to take the money out of the Department of Education and give it to, you know, private schools. You know, it's the same battle. You know,
it's the same. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Ron, it's Marvin from Fort Washington. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. Hey, man, are we overlooking what Maryland Attorney General is doing and organizing right now? Anthony Brown, him and a whole lot of other attorney generals are forming a coalition against these Trump policies. And he's having a lot of success, too. I think Mayor Bowser needs to look over towards Maryland and see what he's doing and his success as far as stopping these policies, and Mayor Bowser stop capitulating to these Trump policies, man. You know, he's having a lot of success organizing right now.
Yeah, Mayor Bowser is getting bullied. And because she's kind of turned her back on the constituency, you know, there's nobody to back her up anymore.
Right.
You know, when she decided that she was going to side with these folks, these opponents of home rule, you know, after decades of struggle to get that, and one fell swoop, she's just going to say, well, I'm not going to support that anymore, blah, 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 blah. Well, now she has no support. And Trump is bullying the devil out of her, you know, even with homeless folks, using homeless folks to bully her. Okay. So, but you get what you ask for. You know what they say about sleeping with things, with sleeping with dogs and fleas and
get up with fleas.
What is that? Ticks.
That's right. We got a caller.
All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what about you? Somebody said something about making money. Who's making money? You got to bet somebody's making money. It'll come out later. This morning, somebody is bringing up a voting issue for some reason now all of a sudden. So there are a lot of questions. I thought it was too quiet when the election was over that nobody said anything about any improprieties about the election. But I believe it is, and we're going to hear about it. So I just think there's more to come within the next 90 days. When it gets warm, all the truths will start falling to the floor, and we'll see. And hopefully folks can get out and it's peaceful. And they're going to show their hand as being violent again. So just be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be prepared for the violence that they're going to bring. You know, I hate to say that, but that's simply who they are. So, again, if you're afraid, you got good reason to, but there are ways that we can get around this. Strategies are going to be so important. The lady that came on said she focuses on the pushback. That's what we need to do. You know, we're going to end up in a situation. Just if they're successful, if they're successful, we'll be back to going into lunch counters, and we'll be using tactics, really plain, uncomplicated strategies to show the racism. And here's another idea. We need to put something on a pass a bill that says if you're a racist, you can't run for office.
Hmm.
They need to do that, but it won't happen right now. But that's something that we need to do, because you don't want people who are racist. And here's the key to what I say when I say they will fail. When people say they will fail, is that being a racist, you cannot govern if you're a racist. You cannot govern. You will always have problems. Always. There will always be a struggle for you to govern, because you have a mental illness. Thank you.
Thank you.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi. I think that we're such a, or the U.S. rather, I'm not going to say we, as a descendant of enslaved Africans. I will say that the U.S. is a very young country. The response of South Korea is the appropriate response when you have dictatorship raising its ugly head. We think that we can fight with the law. and that's going to take too long when you're talking about Social Security drying up in, as Elon said, 90 days. They're telling people already with Social Security that they need to be saving their money.
Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine people in the streets understanding that we have a 34-count felon in the office and being encouraged to step in line with leadership and be criminals? So, I mean, I think that as a young country, we really need to understand where we are. And I think it is a fire sale. You know, I think that they essentially paid for those two wars, the genocide of the Palestinian and the Ukraine, with, I think they leveraged our Social Security. They're not going to say that. But there's been some interesting conversation about money that was borrowed from Beijing Bank to pay for those wars. Mm-hmm. So I think the sister who called is right. We have to start talking about what we're going to do to oppose this obvious attack on just basic rights. And we got to do it now. Everything is down. But thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, because they're moving at warp speed because they know they have a short window. The midterms will be coming up in 2 years as scheduled, you know.
Hopefully.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, look, if they can block that, they'll do that too.
Right.
But nonetheless, you know, they want to get all this done before midterms, because if these town hall crowds, you know, and the letters and phone calls that are coming through their offices, got them running scared. You know, they're in a world of hurt, world of trouble. But okay, all right. Let's get to it. 202-580-8893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Yes, it is.
Gentlemen, I love you guys. This is a good show. Listen, I'm going to tell you something real quick, just very briefly. There's a guy on one of the news channels. He was a Hispanic brother, and he seemed to be in construction, and he had two other Hispanics with him. So anyway, the ICE stopped him and told him, put his hands up. They handcuffed the man. They asked for his identification. He's a citizen. He had a driver's license with the star on and everything. But they took the other two, but here's what the guy said that was so chilling. He said, I voted for Trump. I thought that he was just going to do the other stuff. You see what's going on? These right. people voted to have somebody else's life destroyed.
Right.
God has a very interesting way of punishing them, and he saw what he saw, but still, I don't believe he even has a clue. Can you believe that?
No, I believe it. I think I said it earlier, that a lot of these people are having these rude awakenings because they're suddenly, you know, in the crosshairs. These farmers that all voted for Trump, you know, it didn't matter what he was going to do until it became something that happened to them.
And it only matters who's ox is gored. Is that it? It only matters if the other guy's ox is gored, not yours. Right. Gentlemen, exactly. You're doing what you're doing. I love it. Have a great day.
Same
you
here.
Too. And what he's doing to the veterans. I mean, you're going to cut 80,000 jobs, you know, in the Veterans Administration, you know, knowing that they're already understaffed and under, right. you know, appreciated and underfunded.
But wait, Ron, cutting these people is going to make it more efficient and faster. Didn't you hear that?
Oh, is that what that was? Is
yeah.
That...
you know, like when you're at a big box store and they cut cashiers. You notice how the line gets faster and more efficient? Hey, you know?
Exactly. And you know how difficult it is to get help?
Yes.
You know? you know, and these things are already happening, you know, across the board. You know, people are finding, you know, when they're, you know, so whether it's Social Security, whether it's veterans, right. you know, all these people, all these citizens are calling to because they're so uncertain and it's taking them hours. Literally hours to get through, if they get through at all, right. And then when they do get through, you know, they don't get the help that they're seeking. But that's what's happening. That's why everybody's in such an uproar, which they should be. 202-580-8893. All right, good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller. Is the caller still there? We're on the air.
Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Good morning, first of all. I just wanted to say that Trump was smart. He was smart because he put all this stuff in place before he even got in the position where he's at. Put everybody in place, the judges and everyone else, put them in place to so that he can do what he has to do. He's also throwing out so many things out there at one time, so you can't focus on actually what he wants to do, which he wants to become, as you say, a king, and he wants to do three terms. He wants to do three terms. Mm-hmm. So he's, and nobody's paying attention to that because he's throwing out all this other stuff. See, he knows that he's not going to get away with everything. So let me just go ahead and put the fear in people, and then I'll be able to do what I want to do. Because once he knows he can't do everything, he's gonna have to rescind some of these things. Everybody, oh, I'm so glad he did that, you know, and this and that. So you gotta watch the smokescreen that he's throwing out. And he's throwing out subliminal messages. If you notice, he has commercials out now. Trump is gonna do this and Trump is gonna do that against China, and China is against us and all that. You really have to be careful and watch what's going on.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for reminding us that you do have to be observant. And don't forget, now some people say, well, he didn't say he was going to do all this. Yes, he did. He said this when Project 2025, you know, people were warned that these things would, you know, come to be if those policies are enacted. And they're going through the playbook page by page.
They're about a third of the way through right now. And it's only been 100 days.
So, I mean, it's only been 100 days. All right, let's see. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. What are your thoughts?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Hey, Ron, Chip, good to hear you.
Hello.
I agree with this has been good response from the people, and that's the other thing that's going on. What's really exciting is how many people are getting out, realizing that they have to get out and organize, realizing that they're stealing from us, from the programs that are designed to assist us. But one thought that's occurred to me, and I just don't want people to be more disturbed, but it occurs to me that the other things that they're cutting are the things that they can use to help to lower the populations that they don't want. I mean, I thought about that as I was listening to all the reports about AID, even though, you know, I remember a time when we would have been fighting them as opposed to trying to save them because of their role in destabilizing other nations. But they have done they try to do some good things. There's always good and the bad. But I worry about the fact that when they're doing those things, they're actually helping to eliminate some of the populations. You know, there's all of this reports about there's too much of a population, but the only strategies that they have to deal with it are to reduce the populations of brown countries. So I just want to put that in your cap and think on it.
Not only brown countries, but remember now they're going to take down the CDC. You know, that's going to affect citizens right here. You know, black, brown, white, red, yellow. You know, they don't care. They're on a mission, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, they've already, in a sense, they've already murdered children. And one of the things that they cut was the AIDS programs in South Africa, and these kids that are born with HIV/AIDS. Are not getting the shots that they need to get when they're newborns. Okay. And if they don't get them when they're newborns, 50% of them are going to die within a year. So they actually have already started the clock on killing children. So.
Measles. There's a reason why the administration is not responding you know, to that crisis in Texas and in the other southern states. They just let it go willy-nilly. All right, so that's what that, you know, that's a story that's going to play out in a very ugly way. All right, because you got somebody at the helm that just don't care. You know, drink a glass of water and your measles will go away. You know, it's that kind of nonsense. All right, caller, you on WPFW.
I have our last word.
Yeah, I was wondering, why isn't anybody talking about Elon being a South African apartheid person running the country? Why isn't that being mentioned?
Actually, it has been mentioned by a previous caller.
Yeah.
I think everybody on this thread knows that. But they have no shame.
Yeah, that shouldn't be. That person is, he's a citizen?
Yeah, he's a U.S. citizen. He actually has dual citizenship in Canada and the United States.
And if you got $5,000.
$5 million.
$5 million, you can become a citizen.
Yeah, Trump don't want no $5,000. He was $5 million. He was $5 million.
I understand this man's got multiple wives as well.
Actually, he's never been married. He's had multiple
kids.
Baby mamas, as they say. You know, they'll say it for white people. I don't know why, but he's had like 14 kids with four different women. So.
Well, that's right up Trump's alley. So, hey, caller, thank you, man. Thanks for reminding us of those issues. Okay. Now, well, Chip, it's kind of okay. Then we're gonna take one more call, and then we're out. Okay. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. My thoughts of late is the fact that we should organize in our neighborhoods, get the people in your block organized house by house and be aware of what people's needs are as far as their medical health needs, and also try to keep aware of where people are in their feelings about this situation. But that's my thinking. We just need to organize neighborhood by neighborhood.
All right, that's a great idea.
It is.
Yeah, because that's all we got is each other.
That's right. So we got a plan. We got a plan, folks. That's going to be our last caller. So that's the last.
All right. Well, another exciting moment in radio. Thanks all you guys for sharing your thoughts. Thanks to Jared for being out there on the front lines and encouraging others to do the same. Because that is what's going to be. That's what it's going to take.
It is. And thanks for supporting WPFW. If you didn't get a chance, if you didn't get a chance during our pledge drive, you can still go to our website and hit that bright red donate button and give to the cause.
Please do keep the station alive and well for you. We're going to need it. We're going to need it desperately, you know, in the coming months and years. Remember, this is your voice, 50,000 watts, your power. Once again, thanks for all you callers. Thanks for the pledges during our drive. And once again, it's still, you know, it's not too late to contribute if you'd like to do so. Just like Chip said, go to our website, hit that big red button. It says donate and give what you can. Keep us alive, y'all. Keep us alive. All right, Chip, have a wonderful weekend.
Same to you.
All of you guys have wonderful weekends. Don't let this stuff get you down. Just pay attention. And stay in power.
Right. Let it get you up and mobilized.
There you go. Put your shoes on.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people, yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
You gotta talk to the people.
Gotta tell them, hey there, I'm for real.
Gotta talk to the people.
Let them know that what is on your mind. You're not behind. Nobody knows what is in your heart if you can't express it. Look around and shout and open up love. Hey, hey, you gotta talk to people. Talk to them every day. You gotta talk to the people. Gotta tell them now every day. Shame when people have to make records who want to play different music, because you have to hear it the way it is on the record every time, which doesn't allow a lot of people to realize. There comes a time when we have to face everything. Who knows what life's all about? Don't try to control it. Let it control you. The joys and pleasures will be manifold. The love that you share, spread it around. Every brother and sister, man and woman, child and town. Gotta talk to the people, yeah, communicate.
WPFW Washington 89.3.